Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, everybody, let's do a radio show today. It's Toby, Leroy, and Beast. Let's start off with a chance to win $1,000 in the Tickets Give and Go contest. Boys, Delilah, is that who? What song is this?
Think Band.
Yeah, think of the name of the band.
Hey there, Delilah.
That's not going to help you.
No, I'm singing so I can get the band. Is it,
I don't think they're going to
get it. Did you just say The Who?
Yeah, because I'm
Robbie,
just singing it.
It's a very good one.
It's their only famous song. It's their only famous song. Do you guys want me to just tell you?
No!
You're not going to get it.
I'm going to get it.
Okay.
I thought you said two was tough.
Well, this is very... Wait. If you know the band, it's very easy.
Mama's
and
the Papas?
This was a really famous song. No.
It's not. Oh,
dude,
man.
The song was like 2010. It's not that old.
Oh, this is. Oh.
What you do to me.
Oh, he's getting there.
What you do to me.
Does me singing help?
No.
Something with t-shirts. White t-shirts.
No.
Velvet white t-shirts. Cotton white t-shirts. Something. Dirty white t-shirts.
What is it?
Dirty t-shirts.
Plain. Plain white tees.
Damn it.
Plain. Plain is the word.
I can tell you.
Not like wait, airplane. Plain.
So spell it correctly.
P-L-A-I-N. Plain.
I can tell you this. No chance.
Oh, no.
I would have thought you would have because I would have figured this might have been Rebecca's shuffle or something like that.
You have
playlist.
A weird music. Like, there's stuff that you know that I would never expect you to know.
That was like the song.
And I feel like that would have been one that you would have pulled out.
But here.
I know there's a word today.
Here's what old people do.
Robbie.
Old people know the song, but not who sings.
I know what you're thinking.
Is there a word today that we can have so much fun with?
Tread lightly.
Don't tread lightly, Robbie.
Tread lightly, Sneasel Suit.
Come on.
Tread lightly.
This is the one time I'm allowed to be pervy. Is it? Yeah.
You're weird, man.
I know.
Oh, my God.
That's what you think about?
Let's get the headlines.
I've been thinking about that word all month.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
Oh.
Hell yeah. Nat Geo Wild today.
You guys talk amongst yourselves for a second. I'm taking my sweatshirt off.
Nat Geo Wild today. We just tuned in. Australia's deadliest.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like the flagship show.
I'm telling you, Tobin, we should do it.
Just go to Australia?
No.
We should go to Australia. We should
record,
make that bastard Tim Watts pay.
Doing the play-by-play.
Oh, I'd love to.
Of animals fighting.
Well.
Oh, this guy going for a surf? Oh, no.
I think we're going to have a chance. Because our boy Todd from Jungle Queen, Jungle Queen Riverboats, is talking with Myra about having everybody come over there for a day and we get our own boat and then go into the island.
No.
What?
No.
When you say everybody, you mean like...
In the office?
In the office?
Like...
All of Entercom?
All of Entercom South Florida.
No. Not going.
We're broadcasting live.
No.
No.
I'm out.
Why are you out?
Because it's everybody.
It's like a picnic.
No.
Like we had that picnic, remember? Then Robbie almost took out the boss with the football.
We gotta hang out with people who work here.
No, you just hang out with me.
No.
All right. Well, I mean, I'll do
it. Why are you guys so anti, you know, kumbaya?
I'll go out.
No,
I'll do the Jungle Queen because I like Todd, and I'm going to do it.
For Todd and Justin, we're in.
Like Todd
but don't try to, don't, no, because here's the deal.
Todd,
okay? This is your way to use us to kiss ass.
I'll tell you what, I ain't down with that. You know what I'll do?
I'm not kissing
I'll tell
ass.
You what I'll do it, but I better have my revision in the newsletter tomorrow.
Well, go tell the boss right now. He's writing the newsletter right now.
No.
I already told him.
Did you?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I did.
Boss wasn't too pleased with you. I was sitting in executive meetings today, Leroy.
No,
Boss is not too pleased with him.
No, that's not true.
He's starting to learn about Beast's Sneasel ways. I'm telling you.
I may have signed us up for something that he didn't want us to be signed up for.
Yeah. Sneasel ways, man. I'm telling you. What do we got for headlines?
It's not today, and you know I have my thing about today and all that stuff, but I think the biggest headline in sports is the petty Pelicans.
I love it.
This Anthony Davis left out of the video.
Respect, Pelicans.
I mean, this is high level, and now they're saying if they don't trade him, he's not going to play for the rest of the year.
Smart move.
I mean, this is super petty.
No, no. Guess what? You don't want to play basketball for us anymore? Then we're going to blow this thing up.
Here we go.
We're going to get the best pick
we
can.
Here we go.
He drew first. Him and his boy, Rich Paul, want to do a power play? Okay. Guess what? We're going to do what's best for the franchise. We're going to suck as bad as we can, and we're going to get as best a pick we can. Sorry. Sorry, Anthony Davis. And guess what? You don't play for us anymore. You can sit there. You can collect your paycheck every 2 weeks, and you're not going to be in our intro video. You want to know why? Because it's going to anger our fans that you're sitting your ass on that bench not playing basketball for us because you want to go play with LeBron James. Sorry. Sorry.
I love that we're talking about this more than the game because the game was not worth talking about.
Oh, I'm getting to them. Trust me. Trust me.
The Heat.
Fat cats.
Was it the gist?
I don't understand.
You sent down a gist.
Listen, here's what happened. Watching the game, and I get to halftime, and I'm like, man, they'll turn it around in the third quarter.
Nope.
And I'm
you want to know what?
What?
That's the exact attitude they bring against every terrible team. These guys walk around there.
They're not that good
like
to be turning
their
bleep on
don't
on.
Stink. I got a 4-year contract. I got a moat. I live on the water. I have a fancy house.
I don't
need to turn it on for the Chicago Bulls, who are trying to lose. No shot we lose to them.
No Zach LaVine.
There's no grind in this team. They're faux culture every single time. I'll tell you what's going to happen. Do me a favor, Heat. Do me a favor, okay? Go get your ass kicked on Friday, because you're only going to anger me more if you play with the Thunder. That's going to be really annoying to me, because this habit you have about rolling over for the Knicks and the Magic and the Bulls and all these terrible teams that you think you're holier than thou on them is so irritating.
Well,
we're fed up with it as fans. We're tired of it. And all of you act like, oh, I've made it. He paid me. Sorry, bro.
Here's what may change things for the game against the Thunder. He announced they're playing in the black vice jerseys with the black vice court.
Yeah.
Question.
Cool.
Here.
Is that not going to change it?
No. Here.
Yes, sir.
Here's the thing that I get torn between, because when I watch the game and I see these guys play, and understand, they're all professionals, so another team could get hot. I don't understand how they're running around so much without guarding anybody.
Yeah.
Because it's not for lack of...
They don't want to dig in, man.
Does anything...
So here's the other thing.
Yep.
Have you ever considered they're not that good?
This isn't a case of not that good. I'm not expecting them to be one of the top teams in the East. I'm expecting them, when the Bulls roll into town, who have lost 13 of 14.
No Zach LaVine.
No Zach LaVine, Leroy.
They played last night.
Just take care of business. But what they do is, oh, little Euro guy, I don't need to stand in front of him. Justice goes, what? Watches him go by him about 8 times. Bobby Portis. Ah, who's Bobby Portis? Didn't he knock out that dude one time? What? Just walking him, watching him go to the rim like it's nothing.
Wayne Selden.
More net.
Like, the identity of the team is supposed to be go out there and stop dudes. And they're just like, eh, we'll do it half-assed. And the thing that's the most annoying about them, the thing that's really irritating about them.
There's more?
Good Lord, if they have a bad shooting day, they are Mopes McGee out there.
Right.
Oh, I missed a three.
By the way, is there any picture, like, if we were to put a poster on the wall right now of what would exemplify the Heat right this moment, Spo with the angry and just utterly frustrated
the scowl at Deion Waiters
and look at Deion
Waiters.
You know
what, though, man? He's not above it either. Like, just the idea of
are
it.
Are you taking out Spo?
No, because here's the thing
you're
that annoys
taking
me.
Out Spo.
You know how we had the discussion yesterday about him telling Whoppers?
Yeah.
He goes from Wayne Ellington not playing.
But you protected him.
Goes from Wayne Ellington not playing. Okay. Wayne Ellington can't guard a chair. Goes from him not playing.
He did make a nice cut to the
basket. To him just playing a ton. And it's just like. Huh? What?
Here.
It's like he had the window open. Yes, I can play Wayne Ellington. It's like you had this whole philosophy that you weren't going to play Wayne Ellington because he can't defend anybody. And so you put him out there.
Wait.
He's going out there guns blazing where he's like, raindrops! Because he's going to get his in. And whoop! Everybody's just rolling past him.
Question. Here's a big problem for the Heat. You have 10 guys who are the same. And on any given night, one of them could be hot, but not all of them. And because of your rotation, that guy might not be playing that night. And game in and game out, it like, yeah, man, if the guys he has in there playing aren't hot, they look terrible.
All right, two more things in the headlines before we get to a break.
Can't believe we're at the point where we're missing Magruder.
I'm not missing Magruder. I'm not missing Magruder. But I tell you, like, Magruder. You're at this point where, like, this whole team has just got, like, such a cluster bleep of not wanting to hurt feelings. Nobody knows. This is the one thing that's annoying with Spoelstra, okay? This team right now is at a point where Leroy has the point where, oh, you don't know who's going to be hot. But I got a feeling that a lot of those players are like, if I screw up, I'm going to get yanked. Because right, nobody can be in a set role. Nobody knows what they're doing night to night.
Who's your best five?
Like, Wayne Ellington is going out there, and he's like, not playing today. Oh, wait, I'm starting and going to be running with everybody for the whole game? It's like, what is this? James Johnson, you're starting him. Why? What does he give? I love James Johnson, and he was fantastic a couple of seasons ago, and you gave him a big contract. He was the captain of your team, and I know his teammates love him. Right now, he is not a good basketball player. Can't defend anybody. He doesn't do anything particularly well. He's a badass. I would never say this in front of his face, but I'm just letting you know, he is having a terrible season, and you're only starting him out of courtesy because of his standing on the team, because he doesn't deserve to be out there right now.
Well, who's your best five?
Justice.
Okay.
Josh Richardson.
Dwayne Wade.
Hassan Whiteside. Bam Adebayo.
You can't start all of those guys.
I understand you can't start all of them, but you asked me who the best five players on the team
are. Okay, and so if... When you look at NBA team, all right, everybody has a guy that says, that guy going to get me 20, 25 every night, even if he's a looter in a riot. Do the Heat have that guy?
No. Who do they have?
Okay.
But I'm not counting Goran Dragic because he's been injured.
But it goes to the talent of your team. Even the bum teams, LaVine averages 23.
But this is the thing that I find frustrating. Like, the players have admitted this. And the coach and has report the whole coaching staff is flummoxed by it. Why, when we have performances against James Harden, Greek Freak, the best teams of the league, they'll show up. They'll dig in for 48 minutes. But if the bums show up to town, they think they're above it. And they're going to just put on their Heat jerseys. Relax, Beast. They're going to put on their Heat jerseys, and it's just going to be fine.
I know, but the problem is here. Here's the problem. And you see it in sports. They're not necessarily better than these teams. They have to outwork them and outperform them. You can't just roll out and get a W. They're not that type of team. And until they accept that and realize that every one of these games, no matter who it is, you can lose by 20 because you're not that much more talented than those guys.
I'm telling you, man, like it feels like you watch this team, and if it's a game that's not against a perennial all-star, they're just going through the motions.
Right.
And the coaching staff, too.
All right, just an update on the Anthony Davis situation. Woj just put out a story at 12:45 that basically their GM is picking up the phone now, but not from the Lakers. They're telling him, if you want to go to the Lakers, do it as a free agent. We're not trading you there.
Ooh, I like that.
And also... there's a Boston Pelicans Lakers possible three-way situation, but Anthony Davis is saying, I will not resign. I'm not guaranteeing that I will resign with any team
other than
the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
If you get me this year,
no,
I'm not guaranteeing that I will sign with you.
Here's what I think is important about this. Okay. There's team petty and there's business. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Which one does Tobin into?
Business is that he may put that out there, but you better get something for him.
Yeah.
Okay?
You know what
petty
is? This is the thing that...
I'm sending him anywhere, but I ain't sending him to L.A.
You want to know something? That Lakers deal ain't that good.
It's probably not.
It's not that good.
But, oh, okay.
If you were Dell Demps, would you go straight and just be like, okay, we'll give it to the Lakers this year? Or would you put your options up and see what the Knicks are going to get? See what the Celtics are going to get. See what's out there,
okay,
actually.
But understand, once the player puts out there that the only team he's going to sign the extension with is the Lakers, then that basically means that they're the only team that's going to invest a ton into getting him.
That hasn't been the trend lately.
Who's the
right? Because you can throw the Paul George thing in your face, but that's really the only one.
Kawhi?
It hasn't happened. You don't know yet.
The owner of the Pelicans is Benson, right? Miss Benson?
Miss Benson, yeah.
Right, okay. So supposedly, she basically is telling everybody, I am going to make a stand. I'm going to be the banner waiver for small markets, and I will not aid and abet anyone going to sign up to play with LeBron James in a big market team.
Cool.
That's not going to be my deal.
Okay. Again, petty is petty. Business is business.
Correct.
So are you doing your franchise a disservice if you tell him just play it out and leave without getting anything for him? Are you doing your franchise a disservice?
Not if you're, I don't think they're doing this if they don't have the knowledge they can get a good deal for him. Okay. I think Danny Ainge has probably told them, we'll give you the kitchen sink for him. I think
that's fine. But going into it, if they say, okay, we got this boatload big deal. Mm-hmm. With Danny Ainge,
right?
Which and the Celtics, which they have the most stuff.
But remember, they also can't give him the deal until July anyway.
Right? No, I understand it. Okay, all these things being said, if you say we're trading him to the Celtics and he says I'm not signing an extension there,
mm-hmm.
then what?
That's on Danny Ainge, isn't it?
I mean, okay, but
like if you're Danny Ange,
the offer decrease if you don't know if the guy's going to sign? You can't give a whole bunch of first rounders and a perennial all-star if you only think you're going to have the guy for a year. Now, if you have some assurances, the difference with Paul George, understand this. When they traded Paul George to OKC.
Yeah, people thought it was nothing.
They gave up Oladipo, who they didn't want.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that... This is a different situation.
I know, but if you really don't want to give it to... Because remember, the Lakers tried to do the same thing for Kawhi, and Pop's like, no, bleep you.
Okay.
He's like, I'm going to go with DeMar DeRozan.
Okay.
And he's going to be happier with that than helping the Lakers in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a break. We're way over. We'll be back after this.
Oh, you're going to take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight.
This is the new Heat intro music. Fat Cat City.
Oh Jesus.
Fat Cat City.
Just a bunch of
players going and eating some lasagna, Garfield style.
That GIF that you sent out last night was great.
Did you see this one? I think I showed you this. Is it the cat that's fallen asleep at the train station?
Oh yeah.
By the way, did you see this yesterday? This is crazy. A fan got taken down by cops and at the Heat game.
What?
Yeah.
For what?
He punched a cop, and so they were like, he must have been drunk or something, but then he tried to throw a punch at the cop, and the cop's like, mm-mm.
Nay-nay.
And a tumbling they go.
Oh, man, they went tumbling down the road.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Because, you know, those seats are not smooth sailing. It's steep.
Oh, that's, man. Like, one of my big, I don't know about you, but, like, you've probably never had to watch a game from the upper deck, but, like, whenever I go to a football game or a basketball game and I'm in, like, in the nosebleeds, the whole, like, beast is going to start tumbling down the stairs. That's one of my fears.
And you know what my fear is?
Yep.
Being below you.
Correct. that is just the most.
Look at that, Mike.
That's. You tweeted that out. I laughed for half an hour.
Oh, my God.
I don't
God.
Know what it was. Something like
Look, the wagging his tail.
The Daily Mail tweeted it out. It was like somebody sent them this video of a fat cat. Looks like at an airport or a train station. He's just.
But wait.
Chilling. Like, he's got sunglasses on. Too funny. I'll retweet it right now so you guys can see it. It's at @Brendan_Tobin. If you guys want to go check out the Heat's new logo, which is, you know, just, you know, in all honesty, like sometimes it's so flummoxing just watching this team. Like the trade rumors, like we were all having fun with the Anthony Davis stuff and the Whale stuff and all that on Monday.
That was
And it's almost like any hint that Josh Richardson has that he may get traded, he goes in the toilet. Like same thing happened at the beginning of the season. All right, J-Rich, you're the guy. Okay, I'll step out of bounds. Hey, J-Rich, you might be in this any potential trade package that may go there? Blake Griffin, Anthony Davis. Okay, 4 for 17 from the field. It's like, oh, come on, man. Like, we're trying out here. I got to be honest. Like, we're trying out here as Heat fans. For the guys who are out there and not Team Tank, and I don't love the idea of watching 82 games. Football, I've been through bad football season. Not as bad a fan of it. I'm still not a fan of it because I've seen the Jaguars do it. It sucks. You just like, oh, it's Sunday. I could go do whatever I want. But at least that's just 16 games. But a basketball team actively going out there and losing, it just like, what am I going to do sports-wise for the calendar?
The season's too long.
What am I going to do? But you're leaving a lot of us here who sat here and banged the drum for, oh, no, Justice better. Oh, no, Jay Rich, he can turn into Jimmy Butler at a value. Oh, Bam Adebayo, Cam Jordan. I still love you, Cam Jordan. You're just getting kind of thrown into the mix here. You're still my guy. And by the way, you know, people say you put numbers in garbage time last night. It was still beautiful, man. We're just developing this one step at a time. But, like, all the people were out here, and we're just like, hey, you know, I like watching these guys play basketball. It's like, you're making this kind of hard. We're trying. But you go out there, and you just lay a huge turd against a garbage team. It's like, oh, we're just kind of stuck out on this island, huh? And all I can lead to believe is none of you want to be good enough because you just got these beautiful homes with moats and hot ladies, and you're just like, I ain't going to New Orleans. I ain't going to Detroit. Sorry. Let me put up a couple clunkers. Forget about it a little bit.
Zach Duarte must be sans pants after last night.
Oh my God. Well, why? You're stuck. You can't get down that far. It's like the Pacers.
That's
the
problem.
The Pacers are screwed. Like, the Pacers probably want to do what the Pelicans
are
about
to do.
They had,
like, the best record in the East.
Yes. You can't. You can't do what the San Antonio Spurs did with Robinson. You can't.
Well, they got lucky. It's
too far along.
It's kind of like the same thing that happened with Indianapolis. You weren't planning on sucking. You just sucked. Because Peyton Manning got hurt, and you threw out
Curtis Painter.
Right.
Oh, my God, Curtis Painter.
You know who he reminds me of?
Who?
There's only one other quarterback I felt this way when I saw them go in the game. Dan Orlovsky.
Mm. Just not fit for this.
Question for you.
Curtis Painter got him Andrew Luck. Andrew Orlovsky ran out of the back of the end zone for a safety.
Right.
Is there any scenario by which, via the trade deadline, like, they can do anything either to get better or get worse?
Nope.
Like, get rid of money.
They're in no man's land. Like, unless they want to do business with, like, you know, it's been mentioned with the Chandler Parsons thing. Like, Chandler Parsons is away from the Grizzlies. And if you want to give one of your deals, like, if you want to give them, like, the Olynyk, the JJs of the world, if they're into that, because he's literally just doing nothing and you could get off the money a year earlier, something like that. Like, that's the kind of deal you're looking for right now, man. But, like, you know, what are we talking about here?
I don't know.
The Bulls, man.
It's disheartening. Especially because you know they're going to go play Friday night and chill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't. Do me a favor. Do me a favor, guys. Don't. I mean, the fact that you are still, you can't settle anything down or go get a win. You still need to call upon, Dwayne Wade can't take a day off. He's 37 years old. You still need that. It's crazy to me.
How do you think D Wade feels?
It must have been like Obi-Wan Kenobi watching Luke Skywalker get his hand cut off. Like, really? Really? I taught you all this stuff in the forest, and that's what happened.
I believe that Obi-Wan was technically not with us anymore. At least in a physical nature.
Not my wheelhouse.
By the time Luke got
By the way, he did teach him not to get his hand
Yoda
cut off.
Taught.
My bad.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We get the point is the same. The point remains the same.
We understand it. It was fine.
Oh, no. By the way, I watched Rogue One.
It was on the other day. I didn't watch it. They've been having a Star Wars marathon.
Yeah, instead, you got Spoda, who's just like, bad shots, Dion Dicks.
That look, that picture.
Inefficient he is.
Why did you Photoshop Buzz into the
picture? This is funny. I didn't tweet that.
I didn't know if, like, he had, like, asked some question last night that guaranteed him.
No, I saw this picture. I was, like, watching. I love watching the reporters in the backgrounds of press conferences.
Right.
And in the back of Dwayne Wade's shoot around, Barry Jackson is looking up to a giant. I don't know. You can't see who he's talking to. I assume it's either Olynyk, Bam, or Hassan Whiteside, or maybe Alonzo Mourning was hanging out. I don't know. But he has to just look up so far. It's just funny.
You had Buzz in the middle. Looking up at Dion.
I mean,
Spo is just glaring at him like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, he's like, you are so, like, and he's like, and I know if that minutes played digit is under 20, he's gonna start complaining again. It's like, I need to get mine, Spo. Oh, it's like, all right, go get yours.
At this point,
go get your 0-for-5 from 3 Philly cheese.
At this point, does Spo just not want to put up with the headache? So he's just like, whatever, just get out there.
No, they need scoring.
But he can't score. Yeah, there seems to be a problem with that.
Like,
they had 2 days off at home.
Let me ask you a question. Okay. First of all, it's going to take him a minute to get there. All
right.
Can we give him a minute?
Nope.
Can we give Deion a minute?
Nope.
He's supposed to have not played in a year and some change.
Guess
He's
what?
Supposed to be just hot.
Guess what? Give you a minute, but like, don't go every time it doesn't go your way, or if, because you're working your way back, you know, Spo may have decide to go in another direction because you clearly aren't physically ready. Let's not blab off to the media and be
agreed.
Like,
agreed.
I need to get mine.
Agree.
Well, I had a lot more freedom 2 years ago. It's like, hey man, this ain't 2 years ago. You were not as healthy as 2 years ago. This ain't the same team as 2 years ago. Let's not compare it to 2 years ago. Things are different. Things are different. You're different. You're not who you were. Clearly. By your jersey size.
Can he just I mean, like, is he supposed to be back now? Like, we can tell.
Again,
he still has some work to do to get back to Deion.
You want
to
know something?
Yeah.
Like, Hassan Whiteside, last year, when he's complaining about the minutes, it's like, hey, man, you're
injured. But he was hurt.
You're hurt. Like, why are you acting like we're doing this because
right.
as a punishment?
You want me to tell you how it works? You want me to tell you how this happens? Okay? Because after a game, the media will come in. They have these numbers in front of them. And they'll start asking them questions. Why aren't you having the same success? And they don't want to use injury as an excuse.
I understand.
And so,
but isn't the
shouldn't the media be smart enough to understand that?
That's not the media's fault. Not the media's fault. But I think it's the pact amongst the front office
and the
players.
Don't throw me under the bus.
Don't throw me under the bus.
But you probably shouldn't throw your coach under the bus.
We're not gonna say you're hindered. Don't say that.
Right.
You know, there's other teams in the league that could use a center.
No, again, I understand it, but their responses, and it's hard not to do, their responses are kind of a defensive thing, right? Because when you ask a question, why aren't you, because here's how it goes, why aren't you 15-10 like you were last year?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you don't want to use injury as an excuse. So what answer? And that's kind of the place every player goes.
It's, I get you. But
I need to get back in my groove.
We see isn't the difference with the way Philly Cheese answers questions and the way Wayne Ellington's answering questions? Like, they're saying the same thing, but they're saying them differently.
Well, look, man, look, it's your fault if you listen to an athlete and think he's all of a sudden going to be the best public speaker there is. Some guys know how to handle those situations a little bit differently. It's just simple as
but
that.
But I find all this stuff crazy. Like, you know, there's always this thing like, hey, the Heat did right by you. You know, like, I'm not trying to make, because, look, we're looking at a lot of these contracts. They're terrible, and it looks like the Heat made a lot of big long-term investments that are not paying off. But I find it weird from these guys' standpoints, like, hey, this all started when you guys were on the fringes of the league for a couple of seasons.
Yes, so you shouldn't throw the organization under the bus.
Why right. are you looking at this like they're out to get you?
Right.
You guys were
right.
not doing any. You guys, this was last stop on the road. It was our bad that we invested in you, but we did.
Right. No, you're right. You're right. But again, you know, it's not. I'm not defending any of them, because there comes a time where you have to understand where you are. Understand how you got there and handle yourself accordingly. And the problem is that once you get into defensive mode, okay, all you want to do is get the Heat off of you.
Mm-hmm.
And we definitely with Hassan. I mean, if things aren't going his way, he's pouting and you know he's going to say something to just get that stink off of him. It's kind of a way not to just own up to what you're doing.
I think Hassan's looking at Spo and he's just like, hey, man, this Deion Waiters got to calm down, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
But hey, the best thing for Hassan right now is Dion's beating him to the punch.
Like, he's like, yeah. It's like, you know what? I'm gonna chill.
But yeah, so
what is it, by the way? And yeah. I'm not gonna bust on Hassan because everybody was garbage yesterday. What the hell with these Lopez brothers on him? What the hell?
He can't defend either one of them. You know why?
What is that?
You know why? Because here's what they do. All of them.
There's two.
There's two of them. Both of them. Okay? They just come out of the paint a little bit to, like, lure Hassan out, right? And he's scared. Hassan's scared to go way out there.
Yeah, Hassan.
Yep.
Yeah, and then, but this is the other thing.
And then if they make a three, it's over.
Then there's this Robin Lopez. He's also a psycho because remember the last time he was down here, he got kicked out of the game and he got those demon eyes. He got those Adam Gase eyes.
Well, it's not that far, but yeah.
Whoa. I'm telling you. He looked like he was going to murder a referee.
Oh.
And so he ran over Hassan Whiteside and the ref's like, foul on Hassan.
By the way, the New Orleans Pelicans were full team petty yesterday, but so was your boy.
Oh.
Yeah,
I love him.
We got to talk about that at some point.
We'll talk about what my favorite bloke did next. All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. There's Chicago there for you. Chicago is the tundra. It's terrible right now. I was speaking with my dad, who's in upstate New York, and he's like, yeah, the wind chill's below 20. It's crazy. In Chicago, I think it's actually below 11 below there. It's crazy.
Yeah, they're staying here to practice. The Bulls aren't going back to Chicago.
Somewhere yesterday, I saw that the actual temperature before wind chill was like minus 20.
That's crazy. How do you live?
Oh, and I was watching some reporter was in that city, and she's like, it's minus 55 with the wind chill. And doctors are worried that if you go outside for too long, your cornea will freeze.
What?
Yeah. I guess below a certain temperature, like, your cornea will freeze.
That's pretty wild. What's the deal, man? And knock it off. It's cold, dude. I'm tired of putting on my sweater.
Polar vortex. No, we're good now. We're in the 70s.
Boys?
What?
I'm about to make it happen.
You're about to coffee it up?
Coffee it up.
Good. Perk us up, man. Leroy's been doing his studying for the Super Bowl. Next hour, he's giving us his breakdown.
Oh, yeah. I'll break it down for you.
He has the definitive breakdown.
This is going to be a Super Bowl preview for idiots.
You watch some film?
Yeah. I watched a couple of games that they both played where I know I have a pretty good idea from watching New England, what they do. And
yeah, throw to the white guys.
I'm going to tell you how they do it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make it so tight.
I'm going to tell you what to look for, and then you'll be able to tell who has the advantage during the course of the game, because we all know what New England's going
to do. By the way, we need a ruling, because we got the Doombox later on.
Yep.
There's a bunch of prop bets in that Doombox.
Okay.
Now, last year, all four of us had to pick the Super Bowl with the spread, including as part of the Doombox, and you had your three additional prop bets on top of that.
So
are we doing that again this year?
Sure, Robbie.
I don't feel like I should have to pick the game.
I don't care either.
It's like
way.
The Herb Street rule.
You're not on the broadcast.
You're not on the broadcast.
Really?
By the way, there's been more interesting stories about Tony Romo this week than there have been about the actual Super Bowl.
Yeah, literally there's been nothing.
It's so bad.
Think about this. New England doesn't say anything, and the coach for the other team idolizes Bill Belichick.
Yeah, but what about like all that disrespect that they were coming into the week beforehand, where they're like, "You're too old," and Tom Brady with his little swagger video. Where are your swagger videos at, Brady? Let's go. Come on. Where are you on IG? all of a sudden, you can't get a peep out of him. And then the one guy who stepped in it, he walked that back immediately.
Oh yeah, well,
the only guy everybody's mad at is Goodell for being Goodell.
Does this have a chance to be a boring game?
No.
No, I don't think so. But I'm not excited about it.
I mean, were you excited about last year's Super Bowl?
Yeah, because of Jay Ajayi, my favorite bloke.
Speaking of which.
I had a rooting interest. What? I did. I wanted him to stick it to Gase.
You don't want to see Ndamukong Suh win?
He's a tackle. I mean, yeah, I guess.
Aaron Donald? That guy's a beast.
Cool. He's terrifying.
And he's cool.
I don't understand how that works.
What?
How do you look like that?
How do they look like that?
Like, how do you get to that?
Well, one.
How he look like that?
One, genetics already made him big, right? And then, you know, all of his skill sets. Like, what happens in football is this. When you see a guy that's that elite, for example, Jadeveon Clowney, when he came out, he was a freak. He wasn't a freak because of his size. He was a freak because of his size, and he ran a 4.5.
Yeah, but like, you know, like Calais Campbell, big dude. He's not like a fat defensive lineman.
No, he's
like 6'8".
But he's a tall, lanky dude.
You go back 30 years, a guy who was 6'8 would never play football. He was playing basketball. And that's how, you know, that's how things have changed. When you look at a guy like Stanton, nobody that big and that swole was playing baseball.
Was yeah.
But Dave Winfield wasn't swole. He was just a tall dude.
He was kind of swole. But he's like the only one.
Right. You understand what I'm saying? Most of the baseball players were built like, look at Frank Thomas. He kind of is the black version of Babe Ruth, right?
He is? What?
I mean,
I think that's an insult to Frank Thomas.
What the hell did you just do there?
What I'm saying is when you look at Frank Thomas and see how big he is, I mean, he didn't look...
My two favorite commercials are Frank Thomas for whatever that Nutra thing that he peddles is.
Oh, yeah, Nutra.
And they're like, Nugenics?
Nugenics. Yeah. And it's like the housewives in the coffee shop. They're like, aren't you Frank Thomas? I'm like, wait, what?
Right.
Like, the Big Hertz era was like the 90s. So funny.
Just real quick, because it's a Woj, kind of a, not really a Woj bomb, but Woj, Zach Lowe, and Ramona Shelburne are all reporting that Kristaps Porzingis had a meeting with Knicks management today. Expressed his concern with the losing and the future of the franchise.
Bro, you ain't playing. Shut up.
Here, question. Here's
you know what he's concerned.
Here's my general question to everyone. Usually, when a coach comes in, a new coach, he says, "I want guys who want to be competitive, and I want guys who want to win." Where does that fit in when you're tanking? Because basically, if you don't win, that means that you don't want any guy.
You get guys who aren't good enough. Huh? Like, you roll it out there with
you go the major league route. You get,
like, last night, there's two bums, Gar and Pax. They're pissed. They're like, what was that, Miami Heat? Whoa, you see what we threw out there? I mean, come on. They were so mad watching that yesterday. And then, apparently, I saw Kristen Hewitt was outside the locker room. And she's like, yeah, they're celebrating in here. Boylan just said they could go celebrate on South Beach. They're going to have a celebratory dinner. And then meanwhile, you go back to the front office and like, damn. But Kristaps Porzingis, I'll tell you exactly what that is. I could see that as a person who could see the petty and everything. I know exactly what that is. You want to know why he's concerned about the losing? He don't want them to draft Zion Williamson. Because he doesn't want to be replaced as the king of the town. All the Knicks bros, I love Kristaps Porzingis, bro. I know we booed him at the draft, but I love him.
Yeah,
he's the unicorn.
Like,
Stephen A. came off a vacation.
Yeah, he came off vacation. He said, this is a stupid pick, but I always believed in it. Even though Phil Jackson didn't know where he played before, it turned out, great pick. So now Kristaps is upset because already he's done some shade at David Fizdale, even though he's never played a second for him. Because Fizdale was like, yeah, he's not even running yet. And KP put out a video of himself like running out and... in Latvia, wherever the hell he's from. And now all of a sudden, oh, they may get Zion. And now he's like, Zion, Kristaps Porzingis.
I said, no way Babe Ruth would have taken Nugenics.
No way.
No, because he was drinking beer.
Yeah, do you think if you...
Smoking cigarettes, drinking beer.
Do you
beer.
Think if all the physical tools were available for Babe Ruth that he would have taken advantage, or he still would have been just showing up looking like Justin Bour?
Everybody. They all were. Like, come on. You hear about baseball players back in the day. Oh, he was a great player. He was this. He was that. You never hear he was a workout machine.
Yeah, the only guy who's like old school like that anymore was like Kung Fu Panda, who's like, oh, I use spring training to get into shape.
Oh, yeah. But unfortunately,
and then his belt broke.
Like, even you went too far this offseason. Where is he? He's playing.
It brought the Giants brought him back after the Red Sox ate his contract. Just like
isn't that crazy? They paid him $100+ million. Mm-hmm. He was so bad they just said get out.
Yep.
Like, wow.
You can't have the guy whose belt breaks at the plate playing for you.
Or how about the guy? My favorite baseball
but
player
loves a
is the fat guy
player.
That swings and takes a knee when he misses.
Oh yeah,
that's a good one.
Who doesn't
right.
love a fat baseball player? It's the best.
Bartolo Colon.
I'm rooting for that dude El Jumbo Diaz to get on the Marlins. I mean, he was not very good, but if he did make the Marlins, that'd be awesome.
Oh, he's not good?
No.
He hasn't made the majors. I don't think he's been.
He had like a cup of coffee with the Rays like 3 years ago.
But Cuckoo Panda's still in the Giants.
So when we come back, an ultimate Team Petty move that was done by
you would know.
Yeah. And this guy might be, I mean, listen, I like it. I'm not going to lie.
It was a Hall of Fame move.
It was a very solid move. We'll tell you about it next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.